Canon has just released its latest consumer digital lifestyle report, and the outcome? Australians still love their technology, with strong gadget sales in the second half of 2010. Now on the line to talk about the report is Jason McLean, Director of Canon Consumer Imaging. G'day, Jason.
Hey, Andy. How are you?
Excellent. Now, what exactly is the Consumer Digital Lifestyle Report? What does it cover?
So the Canon Consumer Digital Life Index is it's an independent research report. It's basically commissioned by us and compiled by Retail Market Insights, and they're a division of GFK, Retail and Technology Australia, which is basically, they provide a lot of the data for the industry.
Okay, now obviously Canon is mostly all about cameras, but this report covers more than just cameras. So what sort of digital gear is covered?
It does cover cameras, both still and SLR, digital camcorders, printers, both multifunction and single function, personal computers, plasma and LCD tellies, personal video recorders like TiVo, DVD players, and digital media players, and also game consoles.
According to the latest index, what's hot right now in consumer digital lifestyle?
Well, I think the thing that was the big thing in the report is, you know, the consumers have an enormous appetite for digital technology. And as you said up front, I think year on year, 2010 second half versus 2009, it was about 8,300,000 devices bought by consumers, which is flat year on year. So within that category, there's a lot of unit growth as far as those that were very popular. LCD tellies and plasmas were quite popular again. Photo products were very popular, and actually SLR was up amazing 50% in volume growth year on year. So a really, really strong performance there. And personal computers were strong as well, up about 24%.
What do you put down the popularity to SLR or the growing popularity of digital SLR cameras to?
Couple of things. One, the technology is not as scary as it used to be as far as entering a category like that. So we're finding more and more people feel comfortable with using SLR product. And specifically for Canon, then it's what we're doing to enhance the experience. So what I mean by that is people buy the product, which is cool. We don't want them just to use the auto function. We've got after-sales service like the World of EOS where they can go on and learn how to get the most out of their camera from a creative aspect.
And so are you finding that, I'm not sure if this is covered, but people are currently own digital cameras are upgrading to an SLR or jumping into a digital SLR as their first?
What it doesn't say that specifically in the report, but what it does say is that 26% of camera users are upgrading within a two-year cycle. And the other point to note is that in the last 4 years, 65% more images have been taken. So we are tracking images, and that's just on camera devices.
Talking about that replacement cycle of devices is interesting. Are we finding that people are tending to upgrade or replace devices more often than previously?
Depends by category. What we are seeing is that there is a shortening in some categories of the upgrade cycle, and it's for a number of reasons. One, there are a number of people that want the newest and greatest technology. It's definitely.
Yeah.
But two, people are complementing what they've already got. So they might be buying an extra panel television for the bedroom or whatnot. They're actually adding extra laptops and PCs to the house. And we're very much seeing in the photographic devices, they will have the still camera, plus they'll have an SLR, in some cases even a video camera as well. So they're wanting the whole gamut of technology to meet their growing appetite.
And we're seeing the gap sort of lessening between, say, early adopters, talking about those people who like to snap up technology quickly, and just, mainstream consumers as well, i.e. technology isn't just for geeks anymore.
No, absolutely. And I think this report started in 2003, where digital was just starting to be part of the Australian lifestyle. We actually think it's mainstream now.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not for those fringe people who are early adopters. It's actually part of everyday life. And the reason we feel very confident, whilst consumers bought 8.3 million units in the second half, over the full year of 2010, it was 15 million devices. So if you think of our population and that as a percentage,
yeah,
it's an enormous amount of interest as part of a mainstream purchase now the digital technology provides.
Okay, and now we were talking about how things like LCD TVs and digital cameras have been going great in sales. What's perhaps on the decline?
I think every category goes through various cycles of up and down. So the report showed that some categories probably it suffered from a very, very strong 2009 match. So games consoles, for example.
Yes.
But something like that is a technology wave. So, yeah. You know, I think with the technology they're talking this year, they'll probably have a very, very strong second half.
Now, Jason, what's the purpose of Canon getting involved in tracking technology sales?
Well, we've felt that, you know, as a major player in the digital technology market, that we wanted to provide an opportunity so people understood the whole industry, because what the consumer out there and people in the trade understand, they may understand the category they play in, whether it be TVs or personal computers, but we feel as Canon that whilst we don't compete in all those categories, it's important that the industry understands the health of the total digital technology industry, and that's our role in sponsoring and driving this report into the market.
Okay, so anyone who wants more information on the Consumer Digital Lifestyle Index can head to the Canon website?
Absolutely, it'll be posted on the Canon website. It's on there today. It went on, I think, at midnight last night. So the report's there, and anyone that shows interest, it's quite a detailed report, and it'll give people a really quick and succinct understanding of what's happening in the technology market in Australia.
Jason McLean from Canon Consumer Imaging, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate your time.